When he left office last month, the Liberal former president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, arrived at his new home, hoping for a quiet retirement. But the politics of office followed him, as did right-wing opponents, setting up a permanent and noisy protest, much to the misery of the neighbors.
They play music all night. There's an 86-year-old grandma and my friend's mom, who is 83, suffering from hallucinations.
South Korea has a vibrant protest culture. From the massive to the small, the angry to the cute. But when the new president, conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, seemed unmoved by the plight of his predecessor, well, if it's all in accordance with the law, he suggested, that's when liberal protesters got angry. They took up residence opposite his home in Gangnam, the fashionable suburb made famous by the cult classic Gangnam Style, that protesters sing loudly and often.
What they lack in numbers, they more than make up for in sheer volume. This upmarket part of Seoul is chosen by those who can afford it for its exclusivity and sophistication. Not much in evidence right now.
Police monitor the noise levels, while banners from residents complain that their children can't study and babies can't sleep.
Of course, we're sorry for the residents. Even though we have no choice but to protest, we apologize to them.
It's partly the president's fault, says this neighbor. Is it a nuisance? Oh, yes, he says. Now supporters of the president have set up their own camp to counter the counter-protest.
We are here to stop such gatherings because we don't like them.
And all sides seemingly prepared to try to out-protest the other. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.